This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. But now you know, recently our brother Andrew Tate was arrested and left many of us wondering what's going on.
The Matrix has attacked me. The Matrix has attacked me.
This is the Deed Show.
Girl, love you, man. I love the work that you're doing.
When I was ready to talk about it, I would only talk to you.
And I was explaining how much respect I have for the faith of Islam.
Welcome to the Deed Show. The Deed Show.
To help shed some light on the situation, we decided to bring out a very close associate of Andrew Tate of 15 years, a close friend and brother, Tam Khan. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Walaikum salam. How are you doing?
Good, alhamdulillah. Tam Khan, how you been? How's everything going?
Alhamdulillah, brother. Alive and kicking, so alhamdulillah for this.
So tell us, what happened? Where were you? When? What were you thinking? What was your immediate reaction when you heard the news?
Obviously, my immediate reaction was a bit of a shock as well as angry, upset, because I know the brother well. I was taken back, but I was also disappointed. I was a bit frustrated that why did you even go back to Romania? Not because you're guilty, but we know you're so despised in the West. They don't like your ideas. They don't like what you're promoting. It's against their agenda. Since you've become Muslim, that's added more fuel to the fire. So, I mean, of course, he's got a home there. So he went back to work, do some things, check on his house, whatever, you know, the usual. And we were talking. He was supposed to be in Dubai on the 30th, actually. He was coming back. We spoke a little bit before regarding some projects and something in the sport world. And everything was good. He had a good podcast with Piers Morgan that week, which was successful. He started it with Assalamu Alaikum. He apologized for past remarks on Islam, which was amazing. It's the first time you'll ever see Andrew Tate probably apologize on podcast, where he corrected himself regarding comments of Islam in his previous time, saying that was when I was atheist, I'm Muslim. So the whole world got to see his promotion of Islam in a positive way, his promotion of the Middle East, GCC, Dubai. And I said then to a friend, I said, you know, they're not going to like this. There's one thing, whatever he said, but promoting Islam, this, that. I never expected this, to be honest. And it's upsetting because it's such a frame job. It's such a, like, a hit on the brother, because I know him personally. And there's a lot of things I know. A lot of people see his podcast, the image, the sunglasses, the very aggressive delivery. But he's a very sincere brother. He's a very good guy. Very loving. I mean, I'm a father, husband, and I've got two daughters. And if I thought, as a Muslim, in any way he was sneaky, using Islam for the false reasons or a threat, I wouldn't myself, you know, I'd be the first to pull him up. So it's unfortunate. And it's the same old case from April, which they had no evidence of, they acquitted. I feel, in my opinion, Allahu Alam, I'm just saying my opinion is it's being a push from the West, or maybe US, because she's a US citizen. There's no evidence for what I can see so far. There's nothing. But obviously, Romania has laws, hence why it's a 30-day sentence, because they're probably trying to collect evidence to present a case to the prosecution. But again, I understand on their behalf why they did the arrest for 30 days, because, for example, if someone was telling the truth, you have to go for due diligence. And as a court or as a prosecution, you'd have to arrest the person until you know better. But unfortunately, in this society, we have many people cry wolf for clout, for money, to assassinate characters. We saw it with Michael Jackson in previous years, or other people who get too powerful for their own liking or popular. So that's my opinion on the whole situation. I mean, it's upsetting because he's a brother and he doesn't deserve this, you know?
Yeah, we were just actually planning. We had something set to bring him back on. You know, we had him on the program before. He was supposed to actually come on on the program, back on the Dean Show this month, and then this just happened. So I was very sad. Tell me this. I want to ask you, I want to show you something. I want to make this very lucidly clear, as I've spoken about this in the past. You know, obviously human trafficking is something evil. It's beyond disgusting, it's demonic, and any person involved such a crime should be dealt with. And in an Islamic society, it'd be something non-existent, unlike what you have and you see happening in our own backyards.
The United States of America is one of the largest consumers of human trafficking.
You know, it's not much talk about it, you know, but it's something that's daily happening here. And I've spoken about this in the past, and the media is dead silent on this. Another note before I show you this, Tam, is many people are also asking about this Epstein and all the elites that were on that plane, you know, on the island who were involved recently, JP Morgan lawsuit, you know, aiding in this. And it's kind of just went dead silent, you know. So I want to ask you this. So that's kind of just a intro. But now, going off of what you said, do you think it has anything? And now I'm going to show you something. This is what people in Romania, who live in Romania, this is many of them are saying this.
This person lives in Romania, okay? He said he has been connected with the Romanian elite. Who is the elite in Romania? The Orthodox Church, the politicians, the police. He made huge donations to the Orthodox Church. However, he recently converted to Islam. Romania is one of the most Christian countries in the world, and he may have pissed off the wrong people. His conversion to Islam was a slap in the face to many high-profile religious persons in Romania. This is just my own insight. Okay.
Wow, good point. I mean, yeah. Good opinion.
That's one that was said. Now, another one that just came in right now saying...
I think you made a great point here, because I'm just going back to the interview we had. The reason that he lives in Romania is because it has... traditional values. He was Christian at the time, and he says that it's like the most Christian place in Europe, and they value Judeo-Christian values and everything like that. So what you said about the fact that he did convert to Islam, I don't know, about 30-60 days ago, that I can appreciate why the Orthodox Church of Romania views that as a slap in the face. Is that what the guy basically said in the tweet?
Yeah, because he said that. Mind you, you said the Christian they're running the show over there.
Yeah, when he gets out, you know where he's moving? Dubai.
Dubai or Sweden?
I don't know about Sweden. But yeah, he's moving to Dubai.
What do you think? What's your reaction to this?
It's hard, you know.
I mean, we can't obviously kick it off. Everything there, but
it could be. Look. Yeah, for sure. Look, he was hated as it was, but coming to Islam, maybe that kind of support from that kind of demographic may have changed. But a true Orthodox Christian would still support him, because the Old Testament is, of course, we believe the Quran is the truth and it's the final revelation that everything was tampered with. But they're not as distant as you think compared to the New Testament. They kind of believe in the same things. Same values.
I see what you're saying. I understand. I see what you're saying.
So I don't think this. I think these big tech companies, I honestly believe the agenda against other things like LGBTQ and his stance on these kind of things. I think the Orthodox Christians are also supporters of this. So I don't think they would go against that. But you don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know how Romania's country is ruled. I don't know who has the biggest kind of influence and whether it is that. But it didn't help, obviously. Becoming a Muslim didn't help. And he's very outspoken. He promotes Islam. He says he doesn't diss Christianity too bad, but he kind of says he's lost respect for it, how they accept everything. And Islam is makes him feel at peace. I mean, I'm sure you saw social media content of us in the mosque masjids on Friday. He's clipped someone post of him reading Surah Al-Kahf, the Surah of the Cave. Reading the khutbahs in English. So it's not like he's doing it for people say, oh, he's doing it for fame. No, he comes to the mosque. He comes here. We pray. Other things I can't say, but I mean, your brother's a Muslim. Now, of course, we're not saying he's a Dawi. He's a scholar. That takes time from one extreme to the other, but he's a Muslim. So I want to put these allegations to doubt of brothers and sisters who are mocking and saying he does deserve what he did. I mean, as a Muslim in general, that's a sinful thing to say. We should support our brother. There's no evidence he's been accused of. Like, we had many brothers, subhanAllah, in the 2000s getting arrested in Guantanamo Bay for no reason. For no reason, you know? Just for being a Muslim. Yet we defend. What's the difference between this? Just because of the term they've used? Of course, I don't agree, and I'll put my hands up to what his past was and his webcams. I hate this whole thing. I'm not for casinos, alcohol. I think it's haram, and I say clearly, That's his past. Whatever it is disgusting. But I truly do not believe these allegations. I do not. Like I said, I made a video a few days ago. I said, unless I saw clear-cut proof of video evidence or pure evidence of this, I will never believe it. Because I know how much the media portray things. Brother, today I saw in the press in UK tabloids, the Sun or the Daily Mail, a lady speaking, saying how she was being lured by him on social media to come to Romania. She's so happy she didn't. It could have been very dangerous for her. Then this same lady, she came over to us at a boxing fight a month ago with Floyd Mayweather in Dubai. She was a ringgirl. She approached him. He was sitting there looking over. She walked over willingly to him, smiling. I mean, if you're in fear of someone, do you approach them in the first place? If I fear someone, I'm not going to go to him and say hello. So first of all, already that's a flaw. And I'm sitting there on my phone. The video's gone viral and I'm just head down and I can listen. He's been very stiff, saying, look, I'm watching the fight. And you can hear her saying, what are you doing tonight, blah, blah, blah. Like, just talking in general. Nothing wrong on her behalf. She's just talking in general, being nice, asking him what his plans are. And then he goes, look, I'm watching the boxing. He does this like this. And she gets a bit shy and walks off. Today, she's in all the tabloids saying how he's this and that. So I'm thinking, okay. And these are the people, and there's feminists saying, oh, good on you. You fought him off. But I'm all for, I don't like, if it's a rapist, a human trafficker, that is sinful. Like you said, it's disgusting. And there's real victims out there, and they deserve all the sympathy and protection because that's an evil, heinous crime. And I'm evil, all for the punishment of that. Evil. But if this is the case, and this person's supposed to be a victim, yet comes and approaches him, and there's videos of this, and he's saying, I mean, come on. And these tabloids are saying, newspapers today, you see, look at a story, you're so lucky you got away. So that's what you're dealing with. And I think people with any kind of logic or open heart and mind will look into it deeply. Like I said, why would you go back to Romania if you had any inkling you're guilty or that investigation still pending? He knew about this. He knew it was a dead investigation. He knew, you would not go. Whether you're guilty or not, you think, I'm going to be safe, I'm going to stay in the Middle East. It's all there to ruin his kind of tempo, the same way many other influential people in history have been. I'm not saying he's an Malcolm X. I'm not saying this. I'm just saying when you get to a certain level where you're kind of, your fame just hits the roof, your follow, especially for that younger generation, it's dangerous to them. And I feel bad because I know that a brother genuinely away from things personally, he's a very loving, good guy. He's got a good heart. Like yourself, he was going to be in your podcast. Another brother's, three or four Muslim Islamic channel podcasts were booked for this jam. And we were going to go to a few tours and many things. And small things I cannot say, but he was when people are saying about my tattoos, what do you think? Should I cover? He was asking these questions. And he's got a good heart. He even says, many things I did in my past, I'm not happy with. It doesn't mean it's illegal. He's just saying, I'm ashamed of it. And there was days when I think this was cool, but I hate it now. So again, as Muslims, we believe it's a test anyway, a trial.
I like the part where you mentioned, I actually spoke about this on Piers Morgan, where he came out, he was an atheist at the time, and he said some things. And obviously he did a lot of things at that time. You're an atheist, you know what I mean? You're not God conscious. And at that time he was talking about some things about Islam. He said, look, I came out, he came out on Piers Morgan and he apologized for these things.
And you realize that religion is actually the cure for most of the problems in the world and godlessness is the problem in the world. So that is something I will apologize for and admit I was wrong about because I was atheistic. And now as a Muslim, I understand that's absolutely not the case.
You regret saying that?
Yeah, because you learn and you grow and you evolve, as I said. At the time, I believed it because I didn't believe in God at the time. It was a very long time ago. It's actually kind of a testament to you, Piers. You managed to find the oldest possible videos of me that have ever existed.
He also was on his way. I think the best decision a human being can make in their life is to come to Islam.
Curious, because you have recently converted to Islam.
Correct.
So these questions, I think, are pertinent to your conversion.
Absolutely.
As to what you actually believe as a practicing Muslim now.
I believe that Islam is beautiful. I believe it's the last true religion on earth. It's certainly the last respected religion on earth. And I felt differently inside since I've converted. And I think it has the solutions to a lot of the problems we're facing in the world today.
Is to come to Islam, to the submission of the creator, not the creation. And obviously, the more you're in Islam, the more that's going to develop your character. You're going to become a better human being all around. He was, I believe he also quit drinking.
Nothing's been hard. I've quit alcohol. that hasn't been difficult.
Yeah.
But I've always had insane willpower, so I can do anything I want to do. I just feel like it's a journey. There's a lot to learn. Mm. It can be quite daunting.
Mm.
You know, like even the language, even Arabic, yeah. It's like it's very hard to learn. So I'm just on a journey like everyone else, and I'm trying to see.
You know, if you want a person, you know, pretty soon gambling, all of these things, all these vices that are out there, one by one, because Islam calls you to everything pristine, everything beautiful, everything that God Almighty loves. And it takes time. Like you were saying, it takes some time, right? So this is very important.
There's a brother who used an analogy once to me. He said, if I bring you a whole cake, you don't eat it at once, do you? You feel sick. You have it piece by piece, take your time. That's like Islam. Look, he even said to me, he goes, I'm involved in some casinos. I'm trying to step away from them slowly by slowly. He goes, I don't like it. He genuinely doesn't drink. He's even, I mean, you find me one podcast, one interview where Andrew has ever apologized for a past remark but that.
So that is something I will apologize for and admit I was wrong about because I was atheistic. And now as a Muslim, I understand that's absolutely not the case.
You'll never find
it. That's deep. That's a test, you know, of someone's.
That shows a lot. And no one's mentioned that.
Yeah. I caught that. Yeah, this is innocent till proven guilty. We forget about this. You know, I just want to point, just because someone's been arrested and even tomorrow if they're charged, don't automatically assume that they are guilty. You had a very famous case just recently. I don't know if our brother, Tam Khan, we had a brother here, Adnan Saeed. And this happens a lot, right? But this is one famous case. Adnan Saeed was sentenced to life in prison plus 30. And a judge deemed the ruling illegitimate, citing unreliable evidence and the other shady things that were happening. You know, after around 2 decades, the brother was in jail. 2 decades, he was finally released.
He has been the subject of a popular podcast for decades. It's Waking Up a Free Man this morning. A judge overturned Adnan Syed's murder conviction, citing unreliable evidence.
Now, yesterday, that Baltimore judge ruled that the state violated its legal obligation to share brand new evidence that could have bolstered Syed's defense. Well, that captured the attention of millions in 2014 through that podcast, which focused on the killing and raised doubts about some of the evidence that prosecutors had used. Since then, Syed has had a slew of supporters backing him.
You know, what do we learn from cases like this? That, you know, people in law enforcement can lie, governments lie, people often lie for their own interests. Have you heard of this case with Adnan Syed?
Yeah,
and then there was a.
He was released recently,
Just recently, yes. And 2 decades in jail, and the brother, you know, after being charged, convicted, and he finally got released. So the point of the matter there is that. You have people for their own interests, like many of these police officers at the time. They did things, shady things, and finally it was uncovered. So we can't be naive.
And like you said, on this as well, it's not even about evidence. It's about the lawyers, what they can present to the court and the judge to prove. Like, half the time there's not evidence. It's about whose lawyer is better than the other. Literally, my sister's a Barcelona. She says to me, it's whoever can prove to a jury or a court. I'm not sure how Romania works. So it might not be no evidence. It might say, you know what, how you speak on your podcast or how you've made terms, like he's made terms of some delivery I don't like, but I understand that what kind of angle he's using. Women belong to men, this, that. Oh, what did you mean by that? That means you own. You can take anything out of context and build a case. That's how the West works. So unfortunately, that's why Sharia law is perfect. That is why Sharia law is perfect. You don't get these situations. So again, we go back to why the perfection of Islam, the four witnesses, not being around non-mahram, not being in these situations, haram vices. So again, it comes down to the beauty of Islam. This wouldn't have happened, but unfortunately our brothers in need. And I want to say one thing to all the Muslims out there, brothers and sisters, there's many sisters, unfortunately, feminist and pushing this. Listen, the guy's revert, he's all clean slate. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet is guaranteed that's clean, who are we to question? Who are you to question this? And as any Muslim, whoever is a victim of something, you should support. Until, like I said, I put my hand up. If there was proof, clear cut, without a doubt that he did it, I'd be the first to hands up and say, look, that's wrong, and dissociate and say, this is a crime. But I don't believe there is, and I know there isn't, and I know it's just going to be hearsay. In my opinion, Safrullah paying girls who money to make stories, kiss and tells, and whose word you go by then? Whose word you go by?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes to this. He said this. How much are you going to pay? Or can you settle out of court? And sometimes then what happens is stuff like he has to settle out of court. And he's guilty either way. You can't win. So unfortunately, it's annoying. But as brothers, like, and Muslims, we have to understand backbiting's a sin, not trusting, suspicion. And as Muslims, we should back our brother. In the day, he's new to the deen. And what's the worst thing is that Muslims going against him? Come on, what kind of example is that for us? We should stick by there. And like we said, we're all putting our hands up, like you said at the beginning. Human trafficking is a sin and disgusting. Rape, sexual assault, webcams. I don't like any of these sexualized. It's a sin, it's disgusting. Any culture and the real victims of this deserve all the sympathy and help they can get. And I really believe that, but I don't believe it.
And what would be the most harshest against this, you know, the strongest deterrence and the way of life, Islam, that comes down the hardest on this and criminalizes it is actually God's law, is the Sharia. It's, you know, comes down the hardest. And there's a verse in the Quran going off what you were saying, that when an evildoer comes to you, you know, verify it, check it up, you know. And we know that the media have been the ones not only lying to you, but lying about you. You know, how much stuff just in general, just speaking about, you know, Muslims in general. So just being naive to this fact that everything now the media tells you. What were you going to say?
Yeah, you've seen it with the World Cup in Qatar. I mean, if that's not an example of media bias, you think they're going to be neutral with him? And yet we don't, some of Muslims, it frustrates me. They don't understand this and see this. We saw it with Guantanamo Bay. We saw it with the war in Iraq. We see the war in Israel. We see the bias in France media, you know? Yet, again, no, the media said it. Like, come on. The media portray whatever they want. And a lot of these are tabloids. There's no neutral, respected media outlets. I mean, the tabloids, rapists, the terms they're using is so derogatory. A real media outlet should say Andrew Tate has been caught, held and arrested, detained for the investigation of this. Because at the end of the day, he hasn't been convicted of a crime. Now, again, it's frustrating, but the problem is, like you said, Sharia law has an answer to all this. The punishments are worthy to the people who would do it. That's why it's a deterrent, because the fear of the punishments. But yet, the testimony of a witness and the proof and everything is the most fair system to man. And unfortunately, God knows how they even got a warrant. They've obviously got people, and it's unfortunate. And I honestly saw one non-Muslim post a video. Actually, it's a guy called Tommy Robinson, who is anti-Muslim. A guy we don't agree with, I've seen for years. He's a right-wing Englishman. But he made a good point. He said, what do you expect when you're in a business where you pay women to take their clothes off? Do you not think you can pay those same women to go against you? And I was like, subhanAllah, he's spot on. You know, it was like he said, this is the business you're in. You were doing that business before. You should have learned that. You're going to pay someone to be in this kind of sinful world and you pay them to take your clothes off and post, astaghfirullah. The same women, of course, you can pay to say, go against this man, because you'll sell their soul, unfortunately, and it's just a dirty world. And I hope, inshallah, the truth comes out. He's released, and I hope also he takes this as a big test and tribulation to learn from as well. And it will be. I mean, Allah tests us in the way we learn from it, whether we learn to go away from God and say, why me, or come closer to Allah, read the Quran, understand Prophet Ayyub, stories of the prophets who really suffered and went through hardships, and say, you know what? It's another trial to see how close I am to see my faith. And inshallah, he will. So I'm just, as a brother, like a friend, a long time, I just don't want to see him suffer for something unfortunate like that. Again, like you said, clearly, if someone's guilty of that, I'm all for it. Show me proof, I'm all for it. But there won't be. It will be witness testimonies, and I don't trust.
We've seen a lot of people who are obviously against some of the things that he's said, who've come out and said, look, we don't believe this story.
Here's what you should believe about this story. Nothing. So can we start off by saying that if you believe that I believe anything about the story, you don't know me. Of course I don't believe it. Am I going to have fun with it and pretend as though it's true? Oh, yes, I am. Of course I am. Do I believe it's true? Very unlikely. Hugely unlikely.
Yeah, you've seen that. You've seen, you just mentioned Tommy Robinson also, who's obviously an opponent of Islam. And he's somebody who's testifying on, he mentions a story, interesting, about Mother's Day. That, you know, because a lot of times our brother Andrew will say certain things to get a reaction. And did you hear this story about even coming from this person talking about Mother's Day? How he, do you know about the story?
No.
He mentions how he said, you know, the people who are out there wishing happy Mother's Day, you know, maybe buying, getting her a card or rose, you know, and then he calls them some derogatory name. He goes, this is a real man.
Loser. He said, "Do you know what I done?" I said, "Mum, how much do you earn this year?" £25,000. There's 10 years' wages. You don't have to work again. That's what a real son does. A son that loves his mum. A son who cares. And he wrote all this stuff. And I used to watch him, and I see everyone going mad, like literally going mad at him. Like,
he knows what he's doing.
Man, he knows what he's doing.
He says, "Yes." His mother. He says, "Do you have any debt or anything?" And he paid off everything for years. And he said, "This is how you take care of your mother." You know, this is coming from, you know, this is coming from someone who you wouldn't expect coming from. So this is very interesting when people who are, you would say, are your enemies who are coming say, "We don't believe this story." And these are people who you know, you heard the whole thing with the pizza box, right? Yeah. This is like crazy.
Another frustrating angle. I mean, Romania are going to take such disrespect that you can fly into a country, everyone knows, where you can go to the most third world poorest country, yet any border you're stopped with immigration, you're stopped by someone, you've got to show ID papers. They knew. Look at the camera crew, brother. Look at the camera crew, the pictures, the clear high HD. It was a Hollywood movie. Why did they want to present this? For what reason? This was all staged and planned. They could have... Our close circle, I'm speaking to people around Andrew and his lawyers, and the last time it happened, they could have called and said, "Come," and Andrew would have willingly gone to the police station, answer any questions, as respectful he is. You could have easily invited him, "Come and we'll speak to you," or private. This was a show. All the signs of it is just something fishy. And I mean, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but sometimes you've got to say, look, is this coincidence? After Piers Morgan, after he's reverted, even on the podcast since he reverted, he's a much calmer person. He tends to not get into certain conflicts. His rhetoric's calmed down a lot. People don't see this. They're like, "Oh, he's this, that." Give the brother time. It's only been a couple of months max. And now this has happened. But subhanAllah, I'm hoping this is going to, I mean, a lot of these so-called friends, influencers, YouTubers upset me as well, because many use him, want for the clout, want the likes, want the views, want to make money off him. Yet, as a brother, now they're afraid. They're afraid to stand up. I stood up personally, privately. I mean, it could be backfire. Who knows? You never know. But I don't care, because I'm thinking someone has to speak up and say, look, this is a Muslim brother. Please have sabr, patience, and let's support him, because he's in need now. We're a brotherhood. Islam is, I mean, we're one brotherhood and sisterhood. We're all together. So if you see a brother in need or a sister in need, we help, whether it's zakah, charity, in war zones. This is a brother in need. This is an issue. So what, you're going to go against him that he's a Muslim now, or we don't want to help? No. I'm going to stand up and try and support our brother. So this is the unfortunate thing we have.
Yes, yes, this is Harry from Sheem.
Sheem, yeah.
Jack from Morden.
Jaden from Morden.
Jaden from
Morden.
So you guys from the same place, yeah?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. They came to the Dao table today. My brother, my G, Andrew Tate fan. Alhamdulillah, he's an Andrew Tate fan. Tell us something about Andrew Tate. Who was about these allegations and things like that?
Tell you, he has three stages. The first stage is silence, and obviously you keep that moment. The second stage, they try and keep you putting back jail. Like, this is the stage for every now. The first stage is death, man. It's easy as. But that's what I've seen.
You think he's innocent, yeah?
He's definitely innocent, man.
Alhamdulillah. He's our Muslim brother as well, though. And today, Jaden took the Shahada as well. Alhamdulillah. You know, my brother, 16, and he accepted Islam, that there is one creator, and he's the messenger. You know, and there is Prophet Muhammad as the messenger. Do you take your Shahada today, brother?
I take my Shahada.
MashaAllah, my brother. He's our brother. Inshallah. Andrew Tate, our brother as well, inshallah. Yes. And, you know, we know he's innocent, inshallah.
Your thoughts, your reaction, my brother, to this young brother accepting Islam?
Yeah, beautiful. This, I actually shared this story on social media. It was beautiful, and it's kind of emotional to watch, because it's innocent kids. And brother, I've got an inbox full. Unfortunately, sometimes I don't really see a lot of it, but sometimes I reply. Many people said to me, "I used to hate Islam before. Since I've seen Andrew, I've got into it. What do I do to revert?" Brother, many. You'll be shocked. And of course, I like to post it or share it, because I want their privacy. I want them to feel, you know, it's a special thing. But subhanAllah, like, there you go again. He promoted Islam for the last 5 years. Let's be honest, how many years he's been on socials promoting the benefits of Islam before Islam. And now he does it as a Muslim. Yet we're still against his brother. I mean, come on. His platform's huge to reach the world. So again, I don't understand why the Muslims are not totally backing him.
Here's what I say, my brother Tim. As long as our brother Andrew, he keeps learning and growing in Islam,
and establishing his connection with his creator in Salah, he'll continue to evolve to be a better Muslim, which means a better all-around human being. And a real top Muslim, not a top G, forget about this dunya stuff, but a top servant to the one creator, God Almighty Allah. And brothers and sisters, let's give our brother the benefit of the doubt. Let's make dua for him that he comes out even more committed to the deen. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for him to leave off any haram dealings from the past. And this could be difficult. This is a jihad. This is a struggle. And that Allah the Almighty uses him to spread this deen, this way of life, and puts the love of dawah in his heart.
And inshallah, hopefully the truth comes out. And inshallah, I look forward to seeing Brother Andrew in your show as soon as he's out, inshallah. Then we can relax.
Yes, inshallah, my brother. Jazakallah khair. It was nice having you on again. Inshallah, we'll connect soon in the future. Cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeenshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.